My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we are going to talk about how Reddit went from 69 million visits a month, haha, that's not a joke, 69 million visits per month to 200 million visits per month, and this is coming from organic. So Neil, have you seen this at all?
I have not seen it, but this just tells me that we should spend more time on Reddit ads, although it's still not a lot of traffic from an ad perspective.
Here, look at this, 189% increase in organic traffic. This is from Chris Long. And in the past 5 months, Reddit has seen a meteoric rise in organic traffic going from 69 to 200. Here's a breakdown of the recent success and what it means for SEOs. And so during the past 5 year period, Reddit saw very little movement in terms of organic traffic. From 2017 to 2023, they only netted roughly 5 million monthly sessions. Okay. Fairly paltry gains considering that the rate that they source UGC. In June of this year, Reddit started to see notable gains in the organic traffic that they're getting. In the past 5 months, they've seen a huge increase and seemingly benefit from every single core algorithm update along the way. When looking at the data, some of their biggest gains have come from queries such as ChatGPT, Cool Math Games, Xbox Series, HBO Max. When evaluating why Google might be giving preference to Reddit, I think there are a few clear trends. ChatGPT differentiation. So Google is trying to clearly look for UGC and first-hand experience, quote unquote. And that's a big one I think we should perhaps put a bookmark in. And maybe we can talk about that right now. Have you heard of this first-hand experience thing?
Yes, but that's E. Experience, expertise, authority, and trust. And Google ended up talking about first-hand experiences. First-hand experience goes to the experience.
Even more now than ever. So
yeah.
Yep. Especially, I mean, this is important to call out, right? They're looking for stuff that's different than AI. So let's just simplify it to that. Number two is optionality. When you see Reddit threads ranking, it oftentimes gives three or four other nested search results beneath. Showing Reddit threads gives users multiple pathways to their answers while only taking a single SERP spot. Okay. So that's another thing for Google, right? They don't want to just like show all of their results, right? They want to, you know, they want to give some other sites some love as well. Community-driven answers, blah, blah, blah. I think that the key takeaway here is, and I agree with this guy, I think this is a strong sign that we'll continue to see Google push to integrate or create content where human-generated content is involved. The question then becomes, what happens when those communities start to use AI more heavily in their content?
Well, A, I think Google will know and others will know when it's AI-generated content, and it won't do as well. And B, the reason I think Reddit does really well with UGC and a lot of people don't do well with UGC is it's a voting system. So they can clearly know what people actually care about and what they don't care about. There's a lot of sites like forums out there that have tons of UGC, but it's crap. And you don't see them getting tons of rankings. But on the flip side, whether it's Reddit or Wikipedia, the reason their UGC does really well is because it's curated. It's modified by multiple people. It's voted on, at least in Reddit's case. And this allows them to really showcase the stuff that's great. And then it gives signals to Google, be like, this is the stuff people care for. Let's pull this first. Because if it has 5,000 upvotes and very little downvotes, oh, we know that people actually consider this valid and it can help them solve their problem for whatever they're searching for.
Look, Google's looking for more. They want to be able to verify that this is legit content. And so the other thing that they're doing now is that they will take into account whoever's the author of the post. They will look at their social profiles. They want to get a sense for how real this person is. Same thing with the double EAT piece of it. They want to look for a firsthand experience. They want knowledge sharing. They want stories as well, because ultimately that's what engages the users, right? Because we're moving more and more into a world where, like we talked about a couple episodes ago, we've been experimenting a lot with ChatGPT, but at the end of the day, what we need to do is help users find what they're looking for, not just create a bunch of more spam for the internet, which is what SEOs are used to doing.
Yes. So if you want to create content and do amazing, whether it's UGC or not, follow the EAT. Reddit's seeing the lift from that. Experience, expertise, authority, and trust. If your content showcases those variables or some of those variables, you're more likely to do well, especially in the world of AI, because AI doesn't have any of those things. There's no experience. It's written by a machine or a robot or whatever you want to call it. There's no expertise. There's no authority. There's no trust. And you can say ChatGPT can fake it, but Google wants it from a human.
Yep. And the other thing I'll say around double EAT is, if you want to make this actionable, get together with your SEO and your content team and just ask this question, like, what are some absolutely crazy things we can do to demonstrate double EAT? And you're using that crazy framework because that crazy framework takes budgets out of the constraints, like it takes all constraints off, right? So if you had unlimited budget, unlimited resources, what can you do to help push this EAT thing forward, right? Double EAT thing forward. And then also like operate within constraints as well. You can have a separate exercise for that. But that will at least start to get the wheels turning in terms of how you can think about this strategically and how you can hopefully get a 189% lift, which is, you know, the same as Reddit or even better than that. So anything else, Neil?
Nope, that's it.
All right, that's it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Check out this next video over here if you want to continue to get better at marketing. And we'll see you tomorrow.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.